29. Accumulation is not likely. Then a cold day Saturday, but the sun is back out, high in the upper 40s, and a cold night Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Four employees of a Montgomery's doctor's office have been indicted in an ongoing pill mill investigation. Lillian Akwuba, Julio Delgado, Stephen Cox, and Elizabeth Cronier have been indicted on 87 combined counts. These indictments go along with Dr. Gilberto Sanchez and his family practice office on the Atlanta Highway. State homicide investigators have arrested two people, LaDaniel Tuck and Latone Daniel. Detectives say Tuck and Daniel face murder charges for the shooting death of 87-year-old Thomas Chandler. Robbery was the motive. And Governor Kay Ivey's office says Alabama has received a $1.5 million grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. The grant will help pre-K through third grade early learning programs in the state. Schools participating in the program will have access to education specialists who will help teachers implement instructional practices in the classroom. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
A bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit can make any morning special. Now two for just $3.50, only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time, single item at regular price.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You blog, vlog, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throw back Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it.
Your wait is over. Your favorite McRib sandwich is back. Pick up a McRib extra value meal now for just $4.99, only at McDonald's. At participating stores for a limited time, single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
Everybody, troll pal, Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join Sky, Matthew, and myself every Thursday night between 6 and 8 p.m. at Folklorelli's Pizza on Atlanta Highway and get 40% off. Just say the magic words, reverse compound interest, to receive your 40% discount.
As always, the Professor of Prosperity offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Just call 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. David wants to provide you with information formerly known to only the very wealthy and elite. 334-279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Brubaker Motors. What's new at Brubaker? It's our end-of-the-year sale. All remaining 2017 models must go. Come see us or go online at brubaker.com for our specials. The all-new Kia Stinger GT sedan with 360 horsepower. Available soon. Kia, for the second year in a row, is number one in J.D. Power initial quality, edging out Porsche for the second year. See our other models, all value-priced, ready to sell. Our Prattville and Montgomery Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat locations. Great deals this month on our huge selection of Ram trucks, especially during hunting season. Throw all the kids into the back of the Pacifica, a new type of people mover, and the always popular, great-to-drive, anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee, the leader in SUVs for decades. Infiniti, sporty luxury, the all-new QX30 compact SUV crossover, or the carry-everything-in-style QX80, big enough to carry all your stuff, but nimble as a cat. Hundreds to choose from. And don't forget our award-winning service departments. All locations have express oil change, all value-priced and convenient. Only at Brubaker Motors.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Southern California's Santa Ana winds are fanning fires that have burned at least 48 square miles. Democratic Congressman John Conyers is resigning from Congress after some 53 years in office representing Detroit.
ConsumerLab.com tested 50 different gummy vitamins and found 80% of them did not meet standards for dietary supplements. Lab tests found many of the gummy vitamins had either not enough or too much nutrients and minerals. 12 of the products contain 24% fewer nutrients than listed on the label.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is back at the drawing board after an Irish border deal with the European Union was torpedoed by her own allies in Parliament.
A high-profile case over a wedding cake makes its way to the Supreme Court. A Colorado baker says his artistic freedom allows him not to bake cakes for same-sex weddings. A couple says he violated the state's anti-discrimination laws.
Lawsuits are being filed against the Trump administration over the president's new proclamations that dramatically shrink two large national monuments in Utah.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. We've had two today.
Yeah.
Man. So we got winners coming in today somehow. Also, if you want to get in on the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket for pecans, every kind of pecan you can think of, just tell us and we'll get your name in, but don't just call and say, I want in. Say something and then say, Dan, Joey, can I get in? Absolutely. And I tell you, the Sweet Creek Farm Market is really going to be the pecan capital of Montgomery County. They are really doing a good job of picking the quality of pecans, and the pricing is so good, so much better than some of the other places that you can be pricing out here. Okay, so let's go this way. You remember the guy from Coosa County who got into Wetumpka and tied the family up and stole, he basically broke out of jail, naked, went and broke into a house, stole clothes, tied the family up, then broke into another house, got guns, and kidnapped somebody, and went to Georgia. And then they finally, the guy was going around knocking on doors in Georgia, and somebody said, ooh, I think that's the guy, and they called it in, and sure enough, there he was, and they arrested him. Well, they came up with a nice, tidy little bail for this Jasper. Let's listen in.
Captured Alabama fugitive Shane Vernon made his first court appearance in Elmore County today. Our cameras were the only ones there to capture these images. Vernon appeared before a judge on 10 counts stemming from an alleged two-state crime spree following his escape from the Coosa County Jail. After that breakout, Vernon allegedly tied up two families at gunpoint, then kidnapped a Wetumpka man and used his car to cross state lines. The judge said if the law allowed it, he would have revoked Vernon's bond altogether. Instead, he set it at more than $6 million.
Had several cases to where under Rule 7.2, the judge has found that no bond was warranted. But in this particular case, I mean, it's roughly a little over $6 million of bond. And, you know, the judge gave his reasons for that under Rule 7.2. And we're satisfied at this time. And we understand that may get lowered at some point. But right now, we're happy that he's a danger to the public, but he'll be in the Elmore County Jail for now.
Vernon also faces six counts in Coosa County.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys know how the bond world works, but if you have a $6 million bond, you can go put up $6 million and get it covered, or you can go to a bond company and give them 10% of the money, $600,000, and they will put up the $6 million. I don't think he's got the $600,000 from looking at this guy. I don't think that's going to be the case. So I think this guy is going to be locked up for a while waiting for the court process. I thought that was a pretty good move on the judge's part, taking advantage. He said he didn't want to give him a bond, but he did what was allowed. But that's not allowed by law, so he did it this way. I think that was a pretty smart move. Okay, Montgomery Public School System did a meeting. And they got another meeting that will be coming up in a couple of weeks, I believe. But they're still kind of grappling around with the money issue. But Pike Road owes them $1.1 million. Let's listen in.
The Montgomery Public School Board held its final regularly scheduled meeting of the year, but board members still have a lot of work to do. They're working to make revisions to the school system's budget by the end of the calendar year. WSFA 12 News reporter Rosanna Smith joining us live now with details. Rosanna?
Mark, during tonight's meeting, there was no mention of the budget revisions, but we know board members met just yesterday as part of the series of work sessions they have been holding to address fixing their budget. The final work session is scheduled for next Tuesday. They've been discussing possible cuts from furloughs to outsourcing work and even building consolidations. Board President Robert Porterfield says they're still waiting for results on a feasibility study and seeing how a reduction at the district office will look. The board as a whole is looking at every possible option during this process as they work towards making revisions that have to be done by the end of this month.
Well, we're doing all we can in order to save people's jobs. You know how important that is. But then hopefully we'll be able to have some other alternatives on the table that we can do and move in those directions rather than harming families.
Porterfield also told me they are still looking into getting $1.4 million. He says Pike Road owes MPS. The money was accidentally given to Pike Road by the State Department of Education instead of going to MPS just 2 years ago.
2 years ago. So what is $1.2 million in your local passbook account earning? 2 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, if they just did a laddering on bonds, you're going to be getting, you know, right at 2.5%, 3% a year on that. That's some serious money. That MPS not only needs the money, but is losing the interest capability on that. Let's go to the phones to go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Steve, it is doing extremely well. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great. The main reason I was calling was to about one of your sponsors, ASC Credit Union.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I'm not going to name the name of my bank, and I'm a first-time caller, actually. But I went to ASC and had a great experience to borrow some money, and I'm actually changing everything over from my bank account to theirs. I won't name the name of my bank account, but I just wanted to say that I was very well pleased. I went to Wetumpka branch, and I don't know if I can name the name of the lady that I talked to, but she was very, very helpful.
Which branch did you go to?
Wetumpka.
All right. That's a beautiful building, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I worked for an elevator company and serviced the elevator there, and she thought I was there to service her elevator, and I said, no, I'm here to make a loan.
Oh, wow.
Because I heard so many great things about them.
Well, Steve, I really appreciate you you signing up with ASC Credit Union. They're a great group of people from top to bottom. That is the thing that's been most impressive to me. Calvin is chair is who is the PR guy, and I've become friends. And I tell you what, when you meet the people there, you kind of go, there's something different here. These people are happy. They're very, very happy.
Well, and Steve, what's your month and day of birth if you said you're a first-time caller?
618.
618, okay.
I like that. Now, you told us that you repair elevators. How long have you been listening to the show?
I do. I work for a major elevator company out of Montgomery. I don't know if I can name the name of it or
you're
not.
You certainly can. You're more than welcome to.
It's Tiss and Crump Elevator. I'm a service technician.
Wow.
I've been working on elevators since 1983.
Now, that's an up-and-down job.
It is. It's a different job, but it's been good to me.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, probably 3 or 4 years.
That is outstanding, Steve. I really appreciate you calling today and sharing the story on ASC Credit Union. And I've got your name in for the drawing. We're going to do the drawing in about 30 minutes.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Always like to hear reports like that. Always. Oh, that's my cue. Dan, you better get out of this break. Go into the break. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
People are very particular about which features they want their tech devices to have. With sleep technology at Mattress Firm, you can now get a mattress with the right features for you. Take Melinda here. She loves the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam mattress. She loves the breathable cooling gel of Black Ice technology that gives her plush comfort. At a Mattress Firm, it costs up to $1,000 less than the leading memory foam mattress brand. Or Andrew, who's a Beautyrest Black hybrid kind of guy. The memory foam paired with motion isolating coil technology gives him undisturbed comfort and superior support. Isn't that right, Andrew?
I don't want to get off the pony.
And you'll never have to, Andrew. So go ahead. Get particular with your choice of mattress. Technology to power off. Only at Mattress Firm. Products, offers, and prices may vary by state.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, we give you more miles for your money. How? With a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty and ASC-certified master technicians with over 60 years of combined experience, including an ASC-certified master diesel technician. Now, get a lifetime brake service starting at $229 plus tax. It's prompt, precise, and proficiently performed with cutting-edge technology. Compare that to a standard brake job performed by traditional equipment and no lifetime warranty. Visit TireCityAL.com for instant tire pricing, as well as tire manufacturer coupons for Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and others that can save you up to $100 on a set of four passenger or light truck tires with a mail-in rebate. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. See what our satisfied customers are saying online. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the traveling man himself, Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, and how's the traffic out there?
Traffic's kind of moderate, a little drizzling rain up and down, kind of wet, but everything's been pretty decent out here so far.
That's good, because I tell you, this kind of weather, it can people just don't know how to drive in it.
Yes. You know, just people don't realize that they need more time to stop, and they need to just slow down just a little bit when it rains.
Yep.
But anyway, if we could convince them that, we'd be heroes. But I'm going to switch gears here. I'm talking about the local election and the Roy Moore commercial that they're running with the Senate leader and Pelosi and Schumer on the other side with the Capitol cracked open and the money flying out.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's hilarious. I think it really does bring the point home to a lot of people exactly what's going on. It's ridiculous, I think, what's going on with so-called some Republicans and the Democrats, the games they're playing. But I'm going to fast forward up here a little bit, and I think what's happening here is another incident in history is happening. This election, there's been a lot of things that happened, and a lot of speculation of why it happened, when it happened, who's behind it happening. But myself, I believe that this is a test of the major establishment, the Republicans and Democrats. And I think what they're going to get out of this test is to see and confirm that they all are in trouble come the midterm election. Now, as far as with Roy Moore, what he did, what he didn't do, I think there's a time and a place for everything. That's my own personal opinion. But I think that this wasn't the time or the place for the incidences that happened, in my opinion. There's no way that these people can convince me to put my country and my government at risk for taking away a seat from my president. And So therefore, I'm not voting for the man. I'm voting for the seat. And these individuals, be true or not, it was the wrong place and the wrong time to try for a platform with this. You cannot ask the Alabama people to cancel out the whole entire vote for their only candidate in the seat for the president that they voted for. And so that being said, I find that it just was the wrong place and the wrong time. There's a right place and the right time for everything, and this is not it.
Okay. I think a lot of people agree with you. I think that the whole thing about how the story unfolded seemed very, very shady, and people in Alabama particularly doubt people from somewhere else of the way they present things to Alabamians.
Yes, and these people had to know that these matters of the consequences of people not voting for him, and to get, in my own opinion, this hack of a Democrat in there, no matter what their allegations was, especially 40 years ago, no substantiating proof, indictment, or arrest being made, that the people of Alabama is just not going to do that. So there was plenty of op time before, and I think there's op time after, but I'm willing to believe also, in my opinion, that we won't hear another word of it after Roy Moore wins the election.
Even when, if he's seated in the Senate, you don't think we'll hear about it?
I don't think they, I'll be quite honest with you, I don't think any of those people, after this is over with, they're looking at how the people react to this crap that they're putting out on TV. And I think they really should know at this point that the American people are on to them. They are becoming more targets into the midterms than they ever imagined, and they better get a whole new direction to head, or a lot of them are not going to be around.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. You drive safe, my friend.
All right, have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones to go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Damar Ship.
Yes, sir. The gentleman who's insisting on supporting the Republican seat, not the man. I'm sorry, I can't think of a dumber reason to vote for anybody. That's the kind of, you know, it's the party deal. I'm supporting the party. You know, I'm not worried about the guy I'm putting in there. And for the record, the accusations against Moore about inappropriate contact and conduct and everything else are still accusations. Last time I checked, people in this country were innocent until proven guilty. But having said that, the man's been booted out of the Supreme Court twice. He has time and again put his religious views above the law of the land. He thinks that he can ignore court decisions above him, and if that's the case, by his logic, why should we listen to anything he says, any decision he makes? I'm sorry, but this guy is categorically unqualified, and I am done voting for the party. People in Nazi Germany voted for the party. People in Palestine voted for the party. And this ain't about the party. This is about the person we're putting in there. As long as we're putting crap in the machine, crap is exactly what we're going to get back out.
So, Robert, are you voting for Doug Jones, or are you writing someone's name in?
I'm seriously considering doing a write-in vote, but if push came to shove, and ask anybody who knows me, I am no fan of the Democrats either. But if I had to choose between Moore and Jones, no. If my vote makes the decision, Moore will not be a U.S. senator.
Okay.
He morally
in terms of honor and integrity, he is unworthy.
So, so let me ask the question again. So what are you going to do on Tuesday?
Right now I'm looking at two individuals for write-in and Jones.
Okay.
And I honestly haven't decided which of the three. But no, to be as Moore has called, as a Supreme Court state Supreme Court justice, his speeches, his own bloody words. I don't go by excerpts on Fox News or CNN or anything like that. I get the full text of the speech whenever possible. And this guy doesn't need to be a dog catcher, let alone a U.S. senator.
Robert, thank you for voicing your opinion.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, we give you more miles for your money. How? With a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty and ASE-certified master technicians with over 60 years of combined experience, including an ASE-certified master diesel technician. Now, get a lifetime brake service starting at $229 plus tax. It's prompt, precise, and proficiently performed with cutting-edge technology. Compare that to a standard brake job performed by traditional equipment and no lifetime warranty. Visit TireCityAL.com for instant tire pricing, as well as tire manufacturer coupons for Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, others that can save you up to $100 on a set of four passenger or light truck tires with a mail-in rebate. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. See what our satisfied customers are saying online. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
If I could write a letter to Santa, I'd ask for more money for the holidays. I always come up short, especially since I'm stuck with a high-interest auto loan. But this year, ASE Credit Union is offering a no-pay-for-90-days refinance offer. Talk about the gift that keeps on giving. With my new low rate from ASE, I'll save thousands of dollars over the life of my auto loan. And because I don't have to start payments until after the holidays, I'll get to keep some jingle in my pocket. It will truly be a happy new year. ASE Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. What woman wouldn't love a pair of stunning and elegant diamond earrings from Cronier's? Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry, when you believe in forever. Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Stunning diamond bracelets are available in breathtaking designs at Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry, when you believe in forever.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week
or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
Fine dining, great dining. The vintage year is back and better than ever. Under new management, Chase Brown have taken great dining to a new level. Think for a moment about starting your meal with an appetizer of jumbo lump crab cakes. One is enough. Two becomes almost a meal in itself. Join that with a great glass of wine or your favorite adult beverage, and you're beginning the night out right. Then let your eyes wander down the menu to the main courses. Will it be the sesame-crusted tuna or a delicious steak cooked to perfection? Or maybe it's the chicken pasta or the seared Hudson Valley duck breast. It's all delicious. Want to have a great dinner? Then let's go to the Vintage Year. It's back and better than ever. The Vintage Year in Old Cloverdale at 405 Cloverdale Road. 405 Cloverdale Road.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport, making good on a campaign promise.
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
The president also saying he will move our embassy to the Holy City.
We cannot solve our problems by making the same failed assumptions and repeating the same failed strategies of the past.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the move, while Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called it a declaration of withdrawal from the peace process. Senator Al Franken will make an announcement tomorrow after more than 20 fellow Democrats called on him to resign.
Franken is facing a growing number of accusations from women who say he inappropriately touched them or forcibly kissed them during photos and other interactions. Franken has apologized for some of those accusations, but insists he doesn't remember others.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we've got a raw winter's forecast for the next few days, and it gets a little bit more complicated later in the week. For today, a cold, wet day, a little breezy, the rain mostly light, temperatures steady or falling. I think we'll reach the low 40s by this afternoon. Tonight, a cold rain, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely, high in the mid-40s at best. Late Thursday night, there could be a brief interruption in the rain before another surge of precipitation comes in Friday morning. On Friday, rain mixed with a little bit of wet snow, temperatures steady around 39. Accumulation is not likely. Then a cold day Saturday, but the sun is back out, high in the upper 40s, and a cold night Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can own a new smart pool. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free and will save you money. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, Dan and Joey.
Hey, David.
I hope y'all going to have a good holiday season coming up.
I hope so, too. I love Christmas.
Let me respond to Robert real quick, because his comments really, really get under my skin when somebody compares the Republican voter like myself, who's looking at the direction of our country, with the Nazis. That is the most idiotic, insane statement a person could make. I would encourage him to go watch a documentary like Anne Frank's Holocaust and see how those people were treated by the Germans, and then see how that compares to the American citizen. You know, that really, really gets to me when somebody makes that comparison.
I hear that. And particularly...
Robert,
particularly they don't know very much. Usually they don't know very much about actually what happened.
They don't. They're repeating something they've heard on the news. But that really just sticks with me. We've got Roy Moore because the establishment gave us Roy Moore. Not everybody really likes him, but we've got to look at the direction of the country. And if we give the Senate over to the Democrats, you saw what they did with it when Obama was there. We're dead in the water if we do that. But Robert, I want you to think twice before you go comparing Americans, whether they vote Democrat or Republican, to the Nazis, because that just doesn't stick. Anyways, let me ask you one more question.
Please.
When is Martha Roby up for re-election?
She will be facing opposition in the primary in June.
What is the outlook looking like?
Here's kind of my take of it, because Martha Roby has played nice with the Trump administration. She was right there with them on voting for health care. She was right there with them on voting for tax reform. I think she's going to have a lot of money, and unless somebody comes up with a boatload of money, I think she's going to be hard to defeat.
Well, I think she's just gotten in bed with the Boehner McCarthy establishment crowd. I saw her comments in the paper on this transparency on the slush fund, you know, in Congress with the sexual harassment charges that have been paid out secretly. She was the only one that wasn't in favor of transparency. She said, we'll do the training, but we don't want to open things up. But I just wondered, because you don't hear much out of her, is the
And see, I'll tell you a couple of things from looking at some other races around. The people who are incumbent are trying to kind of keep a low profile if they've been towards the middle of things.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're Freedom Caucus, you're high profile. If you're not Freedom Caucus and you're more to the institution, you're keeping a low profile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she'll be in June, and there's really not a standout that's running against her, is there?
She has at least one opponent I've heard of, a possible second.
Okay.
But you're going to have a boatload of money, because name ID is everything.
You're right about that. We all have a great rest of your week, and a good evening.
Merry Christmas to you, David.
Thanks.
New Star 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Let's go to AJ. AJ, how are you?
Brother Dan, how you doing, man? I told Joey, I still listen on when I can get to you, brother, when I ain't strung out with these inmates out here. But to your last caller, touche, man. I told Joey, I said, I ain't going to say it on the head, but Joey knows what I'm talking about. Some of the callers, Dan, they must be drinking Kool-Aid laced with antifreeze, brother. You know? So, I'm serious, Dan. I mean, so here it is. We got a man with allegations, okay? Brother Judge Roy Moore. Allegations. No proof whatsoever that the man did that. And I really don't care about the time frame, man. I don't care if it was 100 years ago. The word is if. If he did it, I would throw him under the bus and drive the bus over him myself. But first, there's got to be something called proof. So we'd rather not vote for this guy, okay, and vote for a guy that if a baby was being born tomorrow, He said it's okay to kill it today. You understand? We'd rather vote for that guy who's in cahoots with Hillary, George Soros, you name it. He's in cahoots with him. We'd rather vote for that guy, huh, who supported everything that Barack, insane Obama did, instead of vote for a man that's been accused. And they always say then, why they got removed from the bench. They say he got removed from the bench twice, but they never, ever say why. And the last time I checked, God's law, no pun on words, trump any man's law. All right? I'd rather vote for a man that got removed from the bench for 10 commandments. You know, that measly little 10 commandments that try to tell little kids and adults not to kill, not to murder, not to freaking commit adultery, not to kill. That old measly little thing. He got removed from the bench. And he also got removed from the bench because he said that two dudes, okay, two women and two male dogs, male monkeys, should not marry. He got removed for that. He didn't get removed for some of the crap that the senators and the congressmen are being popped up for up there in that freaking cesspool, D.C. He didn't get removed for none of that crap they're doing. Like Al Franken and a lot of those guys, 88-year-old, 16-term guy, has the nerve and the audacity yesterday to say, when I step down, can my son or my nephew or grandson get it? Are you freaking kidding me? You rather vote for Doug Jones, who supports that garbage, that cesspool, and Mitch McConnell, Paul Nutless O'Ryan? Huh? You rather vote? Man, I can't even, brother.
AJ, I want to tell you something, baby.
You are loaded
for bear today, baby. Why haven't you called in a while?
You weren't there when I called in one day. So just a few weeks ago, I think it was doing about something. But I'm listening to Dan, it's just the reason these guys are not going to vote. Look, Dan, I'm telling you. If that guy did it, the 40 years wouldn't make a difference to me, brother. I got daughters, I got sisters, and I got grandbaby girls. I would help drive the bus over Roy Moore. But until you show me proof, I will snap out Robert's vote, all right? I'll cancel his out. Have a blessed day, brother. And happy holidays, my blank blank. Merry Christmas.
AJ, great talking to you again, buddy.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. Let's do the drawing,
okay,
Joey.
Yes, this is for the Fresh Market $50 gift card.
And the winner is... Melissa.
Melissa is the winner. Not Melissa, Melissa.
I remember that, Melissa. That was an unusual name, I remember that.
Yeah.
Should we take the next call or go to break?
Let's go
to Georgia from Alabama.
Hey, isn't it a shame that in American Isle you can't win an election, an honest, decent person that believes in America and wants what's right for America unless he has a boat full of money? Isn't that a shame that we've come to that point that you got to have a boat full of money to get to be elected?
Well, but there are a lot of reasons for that. I mean, if somebody doesn't know you, they you're not going to vote for somebody you don't know. And so the way to get people to know you is by doing advertising.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, there's probably some real good candidates out there that can't get the backing just because they don't have the, they're not in with the big timers, you know. Like Martha Roby now, she's so well known, she can get money. But someone just coming up, they don't have a chance.
Yep.
That's all. Right. You know, it's just.
Well, when I tell people who want to run who don't have money, is what you have to do is you have to become what I call a bankable candidate. You have to have people that you're talking to that go, you know, you would be really good as a, and then fill in the blank. And then you become a bankable candidate. And then from that, you start getting known because you're taking the money that you're banking and you're getting out and talking to the public through that. And most people kind of do it the wrong way. They go, I don't have any money, so I'm not going to run. I can't run because I don't have any money. You don't have any money because you're not a bankable candidate. And if you're a bankable candidate, the money will start coming, but you've got to work towards that.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if I believe that. I believe there's probably some very good candidates, but they just don't have the pull that a lot of people have and know the people,
Georgia,
that have the money.
No, well, you're talking against what I'm saying is that anybody can go in and run, but what you have to do is you have to be what I call bankable. And if you cannot convince somebody to give you money, then you're not going to convince people to vote for you.
Okay, well, I look at it that there are people who are good, but they don't have they're not in with the
it doesn't matter.
The big
timers. You're
these big timers are gonna go with the people that they wanna go with. They're not gonna go with oh, what's his name, that ran and was senator, and then he dropped, and now he's not running.
George, I got to go.
He was a lawyer.
Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Just stop trying to be so cool and let me know, know down how you feel about things. Oh, you ain't doing nothing but jive, baby. And we've got a very serious problem, yeah.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at JackIngram.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to the winner of the Fresh Market gift card, Melissa.
Melissa. Hi, Dan. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, Joey says that you're going to be in town tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
What time will you be in town?
I should be there. I dropped Cody off at school. I should be there probably about 8:30 and probably leaving... I'll leave after you get back on the air, or when you get on the air. I'll be there until probably about 1:30.
Okay. Yeah. So what we need to do is meet before I go on the air. So
yes.
I will text you, and we'll come up with a time that hopefully will be convenient for you, and hopefully that'll be around 11:30.
Okay. That sounds great.
I am really looking forward to it.
And yes, I am so excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I know you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, yes. It's special for my husband's birthday on Saturday.
That's great. You have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You too. Okay.
Congratulations. Wow, let's see. We have Rusty on the phone.
Gosh, you know, I really would have wished your winner would have been a little more excited, for goodness sake.
Really?
Bless her heart, she's just beside herself. Just so happy.
She really is. She's at a rusty happy level.
I did just about. Of course, you know, I take pills, So I sound like a bag of marbles when I walk. But and I got my Christmas list together, and for the first time ever in the history of Christmas, Rusty asked for underwear for Christmas. That's just
Man, that's like what your parents used to give you, just to kind of round things out when you're a little kid.
Yeah, you get older though, and you think of priorities. You know, but I did have one other thing I wish that I could get for Christmas.
What's that?
I wish we could make people understand that writing in a candidate is just like voting for the opponent that you would rather not win. Like, you know, if somebody writes in a candidate, that's taken away from Roy Moore.
Why do you feel that? Because I think it actually is going to have a reverse effect to that.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Because here's why. It's just like the candidate said, I will never vote for Roy Moore. I guess that was Robert who said that. I never will vote for Roy Moore. And I asked him, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I'm either going to write in one or two people or vote for Doug Jones. So what that did is it has the possibility of not being a Doug Jones vote.
Yeah, you got a point there. But I did.
You think I'll do it? You think I should do a radio talk show?
You, of course. Well, it's like I heard a lady this morning, and I think it was with Barron, and, you know, she said she wanted to keep a Republican in the office, but she couldn't vote for Roy Moore. She was going to write in a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just almost like fishing in the dark, you know. It's just like you might set out to do what you're wanting to do, and you might not. You know, I tried the analogy, you know, somebody's going to hand you a snake, and they've got a cobra or a chicken snake. Which one are you going to take?
Let's see, chicken snake?
That's what I would take. Of course, remember, I take pill. So, it just seems like this I just can't see my way clear to vote for Roy Moore, so I'm going to write somebody in. It's just like that Republican candidate stands much less of a chance of winning than Roy Moore.
What's your prediction on Tuesday?
Well, I know what I would like to see happen. I'd love to see Roy Moore win this, but like the caller said a while ago, these are allegations. And, you know, these folks in Coleman, if they came forward and made these allegations, they've opened up Pandora's box because, I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork now. I think Al Franken's got like eight, and I read a while ago that they're like six lady senators. I don't know if that's the proper way to say it, female senators, who are calling for him to resign. You know, and when you're getting pressure from your own peers there, I mean, that's pretty heavy. You know, they want you to quit. And you're like, well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry. But on the other hand, nothing is proven. And, you know, Roy Moore, they don't even want him to run. And, you
Rusty,
know, I noticed.
I have got to go. I'm out of show, buddy. I am out of show.
And me here making sense. My God, what got. Well, I take pills. So.
Thanks,
take
Rusty.
Take care, fellas. Thanks.
You too. Merry Christmas. Joey, thanks for a great show. Sure. Audience, thank you so very much. Be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.